Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show, where business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas for success. Your host is internationally recognized speaker, facilitator, and author, Steve Klein, who sits down with fascinating playmakers who have made themselves and their company successful. Steve will introduce you to CEOs and executives who discuss their playmaking path toward success. And now, it's time to meet this show's playmaker. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
John Wanamaker said, "A man is not doing much until the cause he works for possesses all there is of him." In the studio today is a guest whose cause possesses him. Today's playmaker trademarked the restaurant term fast casual in 1995. With us today is a CEO who created a company as a result of his son's food allergies. This great playmaker is Horatio Lonsdale Hands, co-founder, chairman, and CEO at Buddha Juice. British-born Horatio, again, co-founder, chairman, CEO of Buddha Juice, is the only company in the United States that offers USDA-certified organic fresh, unprocessed, cold-pressed juices in glass bottles, available to consumers coast-to-coast, and the only company that provides an unbroken cold chain from farm to glass bottle to consumer. In 2001, prior to Buddha Juice, Horatio co-founded and was president of Advanced Global Communications. Before AGC, Horatio co-founded a Mexican food restaurant, Zuzu, where he served as chairman and CEO between 1989 and 1998. In 1982, he co-founded and was president of Nippers Champagne and Caviar Clubs in California. With two locations, Nippers was hailed as the unofficial and often quoted ambassador of champagne in the United States and hosted the 1984 Academy Award nominations party for Time and People magazines. Victory Park for the Jacksons, and Andy Warhol parties every quarter for the art crowd. Well, Horatio, with all that, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you, Steve. You make me sound amazing.
Well, I believe you are. We'll find out exactly how amazing you are. But the first question I want to ask, because most people want to find out, what is Buddha Juice?
Buddha Juice is cold-pressed, glass-bottled, certified organic, fresh juice.
And you started this because of your children's allergies, or was it one of your children that had an allergy?
It's actually Horatio. I co-founded it with Bernard Nussbaumer, who's an old friend of mine from Switzerland. And during the process of starting Buddha Juice, we got into researching all the food and processed food out there and started making changes in our oldest boy, who's... not Benna and my oldest boy, but my wife, Karina, just to be clear. We found out that by going organic and going unprocessed and by giving him juices, it made a remarkable change in his behavior issues. And we started having...
So this was the after effect in addition to his allergies. Now he's acting better. He's feeling better?
Yes, totally. So he's allergic to basically gluten, processed foods, you know, dairy, nuts.
What was left for him
colors,
to eat prior to Buddha Juice?
Artificial colors, artificial flavors, artificial sugars. Exactly. It's a bit of a challenge. So we spent a lot of time in Whole Foods getting all the organics, and then along came Buddha Juice. So now he gets his daily veggies, loves Buddha Juice. They've never had basically fast food, either of the boys. Everything's fresh for them, and it's really changed their lives a lot.
Why did it take someone like yourself to create something like Buddha Juice? Shouldn't this have been developed years ago by some company to offer this to people like your son, who has the allergy to certain foods?
Well, I believe traditional medicine is still, you know, working on the cures, whereas prevention is, you know, there's a definitely a different part of society today that believes in the alternatives, but it's not mainstream yet. What's leading the charge, though, I believe in the juice, is the new mill generation, right? So we started out, and all these girls in their 20s coming to Buddha Juice, and loving the fact that it's glass, it's organic, it's good for them, and not worrying about the price because they see the value. They know how much work is involved in juicing, going to Whole Foods and buying all the produce and putting it all together themselves, and the cleanup and the mess. and the cost. And then they start bringing their boyfriends and their husbands and their parents and their grandparents. And now, Buju's a lot more mainstream. And we have what we call the need generation. So the older people are coming in now. And what's fantastic about being so involved with Buddha Juice is the rewards. When I'm out, I usually dress like this wherever I go. And people say, "Oh, Buddha Juice! I love Buddha Juice. Let me tell you my story."
And by the way, Horatio is wearing his Buddha Juice T-shirt, and it's very recognizable.
Oh, thank you. So people stop me, and I start saying, "Well, let me tell you. You know, since I've been taking Buddha Juice, my rash has gone away. You know, my diabetes. I'm off medication now. All these different issues." I said, "Well, do you mind if I record you?" So we have many, many testimonials of all these people who either write in or who we've videotaped, who tell us why they come to Buddha Juice all the time. So we even have lots of doctors referring their patients to Buddha Juice now. We have professional athletes that have enhanced performance. So it's really exciting, and it's a very good example of how consumers, led by the mill generation, is ahead of science. Because if you look at the science backed by Monsanto and Coke and Pepsi and all the big entities, they're still saying that, you know, there's nothing wrong with plastic. You know, nothing's wrong with conventional. There's no difference between conventional and organic. I mean, basically organic was created invented by Whole Foods to charge, you know, 10 times the cost of an apple. So, a lot of consumers believe that because there's so much money pumping into all these universities to support this, but the new mill generation doesn't believe it. And they're going with what they believe, which is a healthier lifestyle backed by organic with no pesticides and glass, again, no chemicals in glass versus in plastic. And processing, of course, kills most of the benefit of the juice in the first place, with a shelf life ranging from, 30 days to 2-3 years in some cases.
Well, you have talked a little bit about some of the benefits, especially with the glass bottle.
Yes.
Why cold press? That's one. And two, tell us the process of how the natural ingredients, the organic ingredients, become a part of Buddha Juice.
Okay, so first of all, the question is about glass, right? So glass, of course, is made from sand, and plastic is made from chemicals. And they have all the BP this and BP that. It's all the same. They just change the name like they do with some of the food process, you know, and then it takes another year or two for the FDA to rule on that one. It's all plastic. It's all chemicals. It's all bad. And what we've read and what we've seen is, when you have something even like peanut butter in a plastic jar, you know, the other day my brother opened up the plastic jar of peanut butter and showed me how this plastic had melted into the peanut butter.
Oh, that's real good for you.
Yeah, imagine that. And with juice, and what they do with the plastic, mostly 99% of juices are processed. And they're pasteurized, or the HPP. HPP is high-pressure pascalization, invented by Professor Pascal at the same time that Professor Pasteur invented pasteurization. The process is very in right now for all the juice companies because they can say it's not pasteurized, it's HPP. Well, what is HPP? Well, it's an alternative of pasteurization. And basically what you do is you take a plastic bottle full of your juice. You take it to 4 times the deepest depth of the ocean. And imagine what happens to that plastic bottle.
It must explode.
Well, it doesn't quite explode, but it certainly becomes very, very squashed. And it's squashed for 90 seconds and held there. And slowly they let it go. And then you have basically a marriage of the chemicals in the plastic with the juice. Not a good deal. As far as organic, well, organic is, really important because, if you have a glass bottle and you put conventional in it, you've got all the pesticides, which is not good for the environment, it's not good for your body, And, of course, it has contrary health benefits.
Well, you opened your first stores in 2014. I'm going to come back and ask you about that in just a few moments. As a matter of fact, all the stores you have in North America. But how long did it take you to develop Buddha Juice with the learning and the education that you needed to have to understand what needed to go into what has become Buddha Juice?
Well, what we do at Buddha Juice is really pretty much the opposite of what everyone else is doing. There's two types of juice companies right now. There's the Ma Pa and some mini regional chains where you walk in and you have all this these blenders around and people are blending in front of everyone and makes a lot of noise. You think, oh, it's fresh. And so you have that. But that's really what we would describe, like it's a smoothie bar. There's really nothing particularly healthy about that. And as you're blending it and you hear that noise, it's really killing most of the enzymes and nutrients of the juice. Not to mention that it's not really a safe environment where you have, room temperature and people, just untrained, mostly just juicing and whatever. And it's like the old hippie days in Santa Barbara when I was there, and they put the wheat grass in there and you wait for it to come out and you chugged a little shot and felt great.
Sounds good, yes. Looks good, tastes good, but it may not be good for you.
And then you have the other one, which is the bigger part of the market, where you have the big names like, Suja and Blueprint and, of course, Evolution, all owned by entities like Pepsi or Coke or, Starbucks or Hain Celestial or whatever. They're all processed. Some are organic, some are not. And they're in the supermarkets. So you go to a Kroger or a Safeway or Whole Foods and you see like 30 different juices. So they all basically are the same thing. They don't taste great. They're all processed. They're all in plastic. They all have long shelf life. And for me, that's a commodity. So that's why we built our own stores, so people could come and hear about our juice, how we're different. And we're not a commodity. We're a product that's fresh, made fresh every day. So it's a very different product from everyone that's out there. So how do we get there? Well, we started out thinking like, well, we need to start a juice company. Because, Bella and I juice, and it was very exciting to get into that area of health and wellness again. And but then it got to the reality is we're doing what everyone else is doing. And that's, not going to work. So we started exploring all the different regions, all the different juice companies, and we saw that no one was doing it actually the way it should be done, which is, fresh, central kitchen, really important. So you asked me earlier about the cold press. So most people cold press their juice at room temperature. So the cold and the room temperature don't really, it's not really accurate because it's really warm press. We actually cold press at 35 degrees. So it's really cold in all our facility here. We have 5,000 square feet of where the produce comes in. It's all inspected, it's labeled. And then it's cut and washed. And it goes through the juicing room, again at 35 degrees. And then we cold press. So basically you squeeze it together like this, where most of the fiber is filtered out. And then you have about 85% of that beautiful, fresh, organic juice flow through. And that gets into our bottles.
And nothing's lost. All the nutrients remain after the cold press.
Right. And also the fact that the benefit of cold press also gives your body a break from having to digest all the fiber. So it's an instant effect. You can feel it going into your body, and the benefit is amazing. And then it goes into our bottling room, and then it goes into our refrigerated truck. So we're responsible for our own distribution to our stores.
You have stores throughout Texas. You also have stores in Toronto. Tell us where someone could go in addition to having it shipped.
So, basically, in this area here, we have, the Victory by the W. We have Dragon Street here. We have West Village. We have Plaza of the Americas, Mockingbird Station, Lover's Lane, Preston Royal, Stonebriar Mile, and down in Houston we had Woodlands Mile, and we have Rice Village, and then we have 11 stores up in Toronto where we have our own kitchen, a mini version of this kitchen as well.
So you have a number of places where people can go for your stores. Do you sell them also in other stores outside of Buttigieg stores?
Yes, we do. So we have a wholesale line that we sell to, like Ascension, as example, Snappy Salads, Von Lane, the luxury bus service down there. They give complimentary Buddha juice on their buses. And then we also sell to Costco. We have a 10-shot package there at Costco now in three of their stores. So we have the Dallas store, Frisco, and Plano West right now. And we're soon going into other stores as well. We have a lot of other exciting things going on. We just finished a wonderful campaign with a promotion with Verizon, where for 4 days, basically, they offered all our customers to come in and get a free juice on Verizon. And so we had a lot of customers come in, more than they or we expected. It was a huge success. And then the flow through was, you know, go to Verizon. So basically, a $12 gift certificate on Verizon when you come to Buttigieg, and then go to Verizon store and get another $12. And then you get $65 when you sign up for service, you get another $65 cleanse.
Well, you also have a rewards program, too, as you're talking about that. I'm going to ask you about the different flavors in a moment, but talk about your reward system and the empty exchange program, too. Mm-hmm. I went online, by the way, it's buttigieg.com. And you can sign up for the rewards program, and immediately you get points just for signing up. And also you can earn the points. Talk a little bit about that and how someone can go about doing it.
Well, the important thing about Buttigieg is basically to recycle all the way around as well. So we came up with this program where it's a reward program. So you give back, you receive back. So when you buy, let's say, a $10 juice, 16-ounce juice of green or beet or red, and then what happens is you bring the bottle back, you know, you wash it and toss the cap because we don't reuse the cap. You then get a dollar back against your next juice. So we have people coming in with 30, 40, 50, 60 bottles. You remember I told you about the need? Well, those are the people coming with these basically mini suitcases, and they said, what are you doing here? It's like, well, look at my arm, you know, look at the way I look, I've lost all this weight, I feel great, you know. So so they get the credit, and it's not only the 16 ounce, the 8 ounce bottle also gets a dollar back, and then the mini little shot gets 50 cents. And that program is very, very successful, and we feel really quite unique. Because most people, it's like, well, bring the bottles back if you want to. Otherwise, just, you know, recycle them or whatever. We're more than the whatever. We want to actually recycle them. So they come back, and then we wash them, and then we push them through the sanitizer at 170 degrees, and then it goes straight back into circulation again.
Now, we're talking about recycling, but you also recycle, I guess I can call it your waste.
Yeah.
With a town south of Dallas. Talk about what you've done for them, mm-hmm. and how they're benefiting from something you don't need anymore.
Yeah, you're quite right. It's really not waste. It's this fantastic organic pulp, which can be used to feed, you know, feed the animals and used in fertilizer. So Bontem Farms down in South Dallas, they love it. And it actually saves them having to spend money. So they save money. We recycle. So we recycle. There's nothing here is wasted. It goes all the way around.
And so you are benefiting a town because they are in an area that's not very wealthy. There's not many stores around. They don't have a lot of transportation. So right. You are bringing actually industry into that town too.
That's correct. And that's through our wonderful customers that are supporting us and love all the recycling efforts, you know, all the glass and the pulp. And this is such an important part of it because, I mean, there's so much waste out there. And it goes into the landfills and, you know, that story. So there's
and if you don't have to waste it, why waste it?
Yeah, exactly.
Let's talk about the juices specifically. I walked in and I had number one, which had kale in it. And I also tasted the apple juice too. But tell us the different flavors of juices you have and how someone needs to use those juices.
Well, this number one, of course, is kale, spinach, parsley, lemon, cucumber, ginger, apple, celery. How did it taste?
It was interesting. As I mentioned to you, when I drank it before the show started, I could taste something sweet in there. You obviously don't put any additional ingredients in, such as sugar, but I could taste that apple in there, which gives it a sweetness. I would think that after drinking this, it takes someone a little while to get used to the new taste, because it is an unusual taste. Is that similar to your other blends? Is it a different type of taste people need to get used to?
So what we did is we started off with more of a hardcore juice, because I'd heard you'd had the Zen, you'd had the orange or the grapefruit before. And so what we did, and this is an interesting situation, so a very small part of the mainstream market are into a hardcore juice like we gave you. It's, you know, it's too healthy, right? So what we developed was what we call the Zen line of products. So we have this amazing orange juice, which we call the Zen Orange, which is the Valencia orange, you know, certified organic, off the trees, refrigerated all the way through to the customer, and typically 5 days. And that taste is amazing. And then you have everyone else, 75% of the market has OJ in the fridge. So we have what we call is Zen Orange, which, and we did that so people could see what the difference is between Buddha juice and everyone else, and also get you to know the brand and trust the brand, and maybe would you like something a little more
daring? You
can
venture out now with something a little bit different.
Yeah, so basically we have, you know, the wonderful grapefruit, the ruby reds, the Rios, and the Valencia orange and the lemons. So that'd be the next one up for you to try. Then we have, you know, maybe a shot and with a little turmeric or ginger in it. And then we can get you to maybe something like this, which is the number one, which is our greens. We also have a wonderful red, which is what I'm drinking now. So I have, as an example, I take the one you had. I have that for breakfast 4 days a week. And then I have this for 3 days a week. And that's all I have. Then I have a regular lunch, regular dinner. And that's basically what we call balance in the bottle. So you can balance a nice dinner with wine and whatever with, you know, a nice healthy breakfast.
And you're keeping some of the poorer nutrients out of your body using some of the correct ones from Buddha juice. But you also have milk and soup too.
Yes, we do.
Tell us about that.
So we have a wonderful almond milk, which is these wonderful organic almonds from California. And we put cardamom, vanilla, and cinnamon in it, a little bit of water. And that's very tasty. And that's more of a reward. That's part of our cleanse. So we have, you know, 1 day, 3 day, and 5 day cleanse as well. And in addition to that, we have a soup, which is a lot of people just buy it for dinner. If you shake the bottle up and put it in the bowl, put a little basil leaf, little olive oil on top. I mean, no one would know. It's elegant and refreshing and delicious.
So you can present this to your family not knowing that this is really healthy for you.
Yes.
It tastes good and it's healthy.
Actually, we used to serve this at dinner parties for 3 years before Buddha juice, and everyone would say, my God, this soup is amazing. So when we started Buddha juice, like, well, why don't we have a soup as well? And then that soup served as part of our cleanse, where you have the four juices, the soup for dinner, so you have fiber in that one, so you can taste and chew, and then the milk for dessert. And then we have the 1, the 3, and the 5 day. Some people have 30 day cleanse of Buddha juice. One lady did 45 days, and we have another lady who does beet and turmeric shots. She's been doing it for the last 60 days. She's come off medication for diabetes. She's lost 50 pounds, and she's just a whole different person. Her daughter comes in here like. 3 times a week to get all older, comes in and just buys lots and lots of shots as well as the beet juice.
So there are many, many benefits beyond just having something a little healthier. Well, there's never places, as you mentioned, where people can go to buy Buddha juice, but where do they go to get more information and learn more about Buddha juice?
Well, if you just go to buddhajuice.com we have all the nutritional information, the benefits of the juice, information on the company. Even have a, you can even see the kitchen in action. And the kitchen is really interesting because, you know, most kitchens you dress down because it's so hot. In ours, it's 35 degrees. So we dress up. Of course, everyone has to be sanitized before they go in, and everything's color-coded. So in one room, everyone wears blue. In the other room, they all wear white. It's really like a lab. And that's really important for the safety and health and consistency of the juice.
Well, this has been a terrific show. Horatio, thank you very much. You are definitely a playmaker.
Thank you very much indeed.
Horatio Lonsdale Hands. He's a co-founder, chairman, and CEO at Buddha Juice. Thank you very much for listening. Again, Horatio, thank you very much for being on the show and being a playmaker. Join us again at PlaymakersTalkShow.com where you can get all of our past episodes. That's PlayMakersTalkShow.com, and we're going to be back with more episodes and more Playmakers. See you then.
You've been listening to Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein. Join Steve again at PlaymakersTalkShow.com for more interviews with interesting and successful playmaking CEOs and executives.